This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, we're coming up on the first year anniversary of the non-surrection. And, you know, just to do a little retrospective as we look back at the past year of all of this contrived nonsense that is a miscarriage of justice, I decided to go get the one that I trust the most to talk to about this, and that is Paloma Capana, attorney at law. How are you doing today? Happy New Year.
I'm good. Happy New Year, Bill, and to all the listeners. How's everybody doing?
I guess we're doing okay.
I'll assume so if everybody's tuning in.
Yeah. So, retrospectively, is there any way to find out how much they've spent on these various investigations? How much money have they wasted on this?
They've spent a lot. And so have citizens paying defense attorneys. But yes, a lot. Money that could have been spent in so many other ways. Certainly, we can start on that topic and go down that road if you want.
I'll tell you what, why don't you dictate the workflow? I'm just here to, you know, I'm just driving the car today.
It's an excellent place to start, though. If it were me and I had that budget to re-budget, though, at the very least, on a top line, we could start with more staff for sitting federal judges to help with their workload, considering how many cases each one of them has on average. Start with that. Expedite the judicial nomination process so that we don't have so many empty seats awaiting the Senate to get themselves off of being partisan. So, you know, there would be a list. If you put me at the top of the DOJ and you let me go to Congress for some budgeting, it would not have been for prosecuting citizens for putting their toe on a blade of grass at the Capitol on January 6th.
I can only imagine how that's going to look in the run-up. In the run-up to the midterms.
Speaker Pelosi, Liz Cheney, others, Adam Schiff, I'm sure, if he's listening, would like me to mention his name, too.
Of course.
If he's really working on his best camera angle. Are pushing a narrative that is remarkably similar to what the DOJ is pushing, which is remarkably similar to what the FBI is pushing. I do not think it is one that will resonate with the voter by the time we get to the 2022 midterms. There may have been some very short-term political gain in the days immediately following January 6th, had there been elections that month. But as someone who has spent the entire past year working full-time on issues of January 6th, I can tell you that the average person that I meet whether it's completely random or at a gun show or someone such as yourself, Bill, who has me doing media work, people are sick of going back over the same topic over and over with no real probative information to sink their teeth into. And the longer this goes on, for me, it's, you know, we're running a marathon here, not a sprint. The more that finally starts to surface as some of the materials that are being withheld, I don't think I'm going too far there, being withheld by the DOJ that should have been turned over, say within 60 to 90 days of the arrest of any of the defendants, so the Brady materials is what I'm referencing,
right.
As some of this video footage starts to come out, the story is really starting to sour on the Democrats. You know, the newest topic is what went on in the West Tunnel. Were officers physically beating, including with metal batons, persons in the West Tunnel, including women, including one woman in particular, Victoria White, to more than 40 physical blows to her personal body, including 5 punches to her face by a male officer as yet unnamed. Now, this footage did not even surface until December 28th, I believe, is the date that her attorney, a new attorney for her, so she switched up attorneys, got hold of the footage and got court permission to release it to the public. And it's a 3-hour reel of the West Tunnel. And it doesn't look like what the Democrats want it to look like.
Well, let me ask you a question about what the Democrats want it to look like.
Because
here's my problem. First of all, I did not know that the People's House was ever closed to the public.
I did not know
that on the day that we certified the results of an election, they were closed to the people.
It shouldn't be.
Right. And here we have all of it. They're pulling out all the stops and making it up as they go and, you know, things out of whole cloth, all the other. And yet, in cities across the country, the Democratic bankroll of George Soros has bankrolled all of these DAs where they get out there and make things like in Chicago where Kim Fox got out there and said, well, they were shooting each other. That's mutual combat. Nobody's at fault. Or in New York, you guys just got a new DA in Manhattan, and he's out there saying, unless you kill somebody or kidnap them, I'm probably not going to refer to you to jail.
The Westchester County, New York District Attorney. Oh, we're not going to charge Cuomo. Yes, the women who came forward as witnesses were completely credible, but it wasn't enough.
Right. So all of these guys that are decriminalizing, except here, where if you dare just walk through the Velvet Road holding up your phone going, isn't that pretty? Look at that. Look at these Christmas decorations. Look at this. Look at that. And all this other stuff. They have to be buried. They have to be tortured, waterboarded. I mean, you know, what else? I mean, whatever else we can get out of them. Just to make an example, no due process, you know, none of this stuff.
No due process. I mean, we are talking about some defendants in jail since as early as January 18, 2021.
Yep, a year.
So as opposed to us saying, oh, the events of January 6th, we really should be saying, oh, the events of January 18 when Jessica Watkins was incarcerated, and let's take a walk through her journey.
Listen,
and this
coming up on the first break.
That's not even possible.
Yeah, yeah, we are. Just flying right by, isn't it? Hey, Paloma has a new book out called Inconclusive, coming out soon if it's not out already. How do they find out?
They find it at theinconclusivetruth.com. It launched on New Year's Day.
Making fun of General Millie. Let's call him Millie from now on. I like that. And, of course, there's the other book where they find the first book.
Yes, the book about January 6th is at my website, 2ampatriot.com.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added patented enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. We are speaking to Paloma Capana, attorney at law. We're doing the looking back at the fake surrection from January the 6th. Where would you like to go from here, ma'am?
Let's continue with this thought that the Democrats are overplaying their hand concerning January 6th. More than 700 people have been arrested. More than 125 have taken plea deals. 37 are still in prison. I just wanted to read you a sentence or two out of one of the more recent indictments brought against a defendant named Annie Howell. Now, this is a document drafted by the United States Department of Justice attorneys. Okay, so this is the prosecutor drafting this document, and he is accusing Howell on January 6, 2021 on Facebook of writing some messages. And here are a few sentences that are in this indictment against her by the prosecutors. The news is lying to you. Some of these people were Antifa. I watched a woman get shot and another's head was beaten. One died, the other is in ICU. I was personally tear gassed 8 times. I was hit in the head with metal rods. People were shot at with rubber bullets. We were gassed 5 times in a matter of 2 minutes, and thousands fell to their feet and couldn't see or breathe. They wouldn't stop and beat us relentlessly. The prosecutor then goes on to say Howell knew at the time she entered the U.S. Capitol building that the building was restricted. She did not have permission to enter, and that's where his document ends.
Now, where in that state? Now, is that actually a statement that's been attributed to her?
This is the accusation, is that she posted a message on Facebook, and then I'm juxtaposing it with the very next sentence that the prosecutor puts. Is this just bland boilerplate? She knew the building was restricted, didn't have permission to enter. It's as if the entire Department of Justice is not even reading what they are writing. But the Department of Justice attorneys are not for one moment themselves thinking, F and A, what if she's right? It's as if the prosecutors themselves have not looked at the video or looked at the photographs or even Googled to see any photographs that the so-called defendant themselves might have posted that would actually corroborate what this woman, Annie Howell, was writing on her Facebook post. But it is starting to catch up with them as the platforms are being built for defense attorneys to get access to just some, at least finally, of the videos, whether CCTV inside the U.S. Capitol or body cams worn by multiple agency officers in varying jurisdictions. This could really start to turn and bite them. They've kept January 6th alive. They've continued to file charges against more and more people now for a year. They've kept 37 people in jail without a trial, and for some of them, they continue to change the charges. The defense counsel is even trying to figure out what are their clients charged with. So if we just look at the past 2 or 3 weeks worth of what is starting to break, there is a possibility that, if you will, the other side of the prosecution, the other side of the Democrats, will start to come to light. And we, the people, even, will finally have a chance to look at things and make up our own mind about what we think happened on January 6th.
Do we know, has it come out with the Capitol Police and whoever else that was actually there, physically there, on that day to provide security. Do we know what their rules of engagement were?
No. No, they have refused them to me. I personally have asked for them through Freedom of Information request and been denied. So, no, we do not know. I don't
and by,
see them
by
published
what,
anywhere, and I was denied.
So, and by what standard was it okay for that heroic cop who is so full of himself to get out there and shoot Ashley Babbitt? What is the justification for shooting somebody unarmed coming through a portal, coming through a breach, a window, when, he didn't know what she was bringing with her when he shot her. I mean, he shot her as soon as she breasted or, you know, crested past the threshold, I guess, of the window. And she got up there, she started to take the step through, she gets hit, she falls back.
And if we think of Ashley Babbitt as the pinnacle of physical violence, in other words, that is a fatal shot from Michael Byrd's firearm, there is that level of rules of engagement, but there is also the rules of engagement of use of baton, use of taser, use of spray, repeated use of spray, physical punching. And none of that has been set out. The DOJ and the USCP in April 2021, less than 3 months after January 6th, they come out with, there were no civil rights violations, everything is fine.
How self-serving. Okay.
That was their official position concerning Ashley Babbitt, and they have not even indicated an investigation into any other conduct by officers. So this whole new topic of what's being called the West Tunnel, which apparently was a fairly violent melee of officers on civilians.
I tell you what, hang on right there, and we'll get back to the melee. I want to hear about this. I haven't heard about the West Tunnel, so we're going to hear about the West Tunnel when we get back. Paloma has a new book coming out called Inconclusive. Well worth your time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If you're vaccinated and boosted, you are highly protected.
President Biden speaking at the White House, those comments coming as people vaccinated and unvaccinated continue to test positive for COVID-19. That being said, Biden continues to say this pandemic is largely a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
We have in hand all the vaccines we need to get every American fully vaccinated, including the booster shot.
Virginia Democrat Governor Ralph Northam says drivers who've been stranded all day and night on Interstate 95 will soon be put in touch with emergency services like warming centers. Northam tweeting the update as drivers remain deadlocked on the interstate with nowhere to go. Transportation officials calling the incident unprecedented. This is USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, taking to the Senate floor Tuesday to pay tribute to the late Nevada Senator Harry Reid, who died last week at the age of 82 from pancreatic cancer.
When you lose someone who is as close to us as Harry was, they're never truly gone. They'll always stay with us. As we gavel in today, I take comfort knowing that Harry is with us in spirit, walking alongside us as we continue to work. He dedicated himself to for so many years.
Reid, the former Democratic majority leader, will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol next week. The CDC is changing its timeline recommendation for when folks can get a Pfizer booster shot. That allotted time is now 5 months after a person receives their second COVID dose. The CDC noting the 2-month timeline for a Johnson & Johnson booster and 6 months for Moderna aren't changing. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're doing a little bit of a retrospective on January the 6th with Paloma Capano, attorney at law. She's the one been paying the most attention that I know to this. And tell me about this West Tunnel.
It's just something that has surfaced within the past 2 to 3 weeks. There's quite a bit that happened in December that I think probably slipped by folks due to the holidays. A couple things I'm actually catching up on this week myself. But the West Tunnel violence is a new video, approximately 3 hours long. I have not yet watched it myself, so I'm not vouching for the authenticity of the arguments being made. But it is described by various news outlets as showing brutal violence by police officers against civilians in one tunnel area where people were trapped and unable to move either in or out. And as I mentioned, one woman in particular is being brought to light as having been brutally, I've read a minute-by-minute description by her attorney in papers he recently filed of being struck, you know, more than 35 times, including 5 punches directly to her face by a full-sized male. So it will start to raise questions that are less ambiguous for the general public. Where it goes a little bit for me is that as a litigation attorney, I happen to like the adversarial system. I like the idea that one person goes first, the other person gets a chance at response. Then there is something called cross-examination, which I'm a huge fan of cross-examination of a person.
I'm sure you would be.
I am. That's probably my favorite piece of it. But what I've learned in nearly 30 years is that one side does not win everything. Even if you prevail on the outcome, in general, you take pages and pages and pages of testimony, and the truth is somewhere in there. It's not just that one person has it right. What we have been missing since January 6th, largely, I think, due to the media's failure to conduct proper investigations and perhaps due to defense attorneys being completely overwhelmed and to some degree the judges being overloaded and needing to try to find their way through an onslaught of new cases with several new legal questions in them. But we are, I think, perhaps finally turning the corner to start to see the other side of the argument of what is it that happened on January 6th. As I say that, understand that isn't necessarily bringing us any closer to how did it happen or why or who. But a year from the event, we're still trying to define the event. And it isn't going to fit under a neat little word that the Democrats wanted to fit under, which is insurrection. That is just a complete oversimplification and distortion of the events that happened that day.
So while the, I call it everything but an insurrection, I call it the fake surrection, the non-surrection, the faux surrection. I know this has to be, this is something they want to make happen. They want it to be a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't. And, here's my hope. Okay, here's my hope. I hope that some of these defense attorneys maybe seek you out and say, hey, Paloma, could you give us some advice on what you think we ought to do with this? And then you do your thing, you do the Paloma thing, and you try to steal them with the necessary spine. Right. And then they do enough to hold things and hold them in place. Because with all this stuff that they started, while I believe it is a complete aberration of justice as far as what I know justice is supposed to be, at the same time, unless we're going to go out there and try to bust them out a la some caper like in the Three Stooges, we're sort of constrained currently to keep from doing that. And I just want to see after, I hope this committee stays in place and everything and continues to waste money. Because that's what the electorate voted for, to waste money. And at the same time, I hope when the Republicans come in, I hope the Republicans come in like a bunch of drunk pirates, just angry as can be, and come in there slashing and burning and, getting out there and exacting that vengeance and go after Nancy Pelosi for this. Go after that. Have that cop that shot Ashley Babbitt. Has he ever sat in front of Congress and explained why he's all? I've only ever seen him on TV.
As far as I know, he's never been called as a witness, not even to the January 6th Select Committee.
So bring all of these cats in and let them have their moment and let them explain what's going on. And then for the first time ever, if somebody actually lies to Congress, have somebody there with some handcuffs and some of those fine plastic slide shoes. And maybe one of those nice jumpsuits. And let them change clothes and let them be taken away. Because I'm real tired of politics. And this is politics as usual, Democrat style, and I'm real tired of it happening without repercussions. I'm ready to see some justice for a change.
I'm definitely more law and order than philosopher, although I am both. When there are laws on the books, they have to be evenly applied. And that does mean that if an officer physically punched a woman who is defenseless in the West Fennel after already hitting her 39 times, he needs to face criminal charges.
Was that woman arrested?
She's been indicted, so she is out. She's not one of the incarcerated defendants, but she is still facing charges.
And what was she charged with in order to raid a little bit of hand-to-hand combat?
No. She's on that whole group of lesser charges that the DOJ likes, which includes my favorite one, which is parading about the Capitol.
So she was parading.
The statute, yes.
She was sashaying around. She was meandering. She was traipsing around the Capitol.
First Amendment right. And I read a fairly lengthy interview with her in a Tennessee newspaper. And she was beaten badly enough that she doesn't remember all of it. And when she saw that, her description of when she saw the video really is very sobering.
Oh, is there a video of this beating?
Yes.
Oh, I'll have to go looking for that. I need to go see that tough guy. See you all the stuff. Hey, listen, we're coming up on the break. Tell everybody how to find the books real quick.
Sure. My book about the events of January 6th can be found at 2ampatriot.com. It's also on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever you get books online. My creative nonfiction book about the political origins of COVID-19 can be found at theinconclusivetruth.com.
We'll be right back talking to Paloma Cabana. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right.
An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show was brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Paloma Capana, just a pro tip, Paloma, when you go to hit that button to fire that spot, when you miss it, hit it right away. Anyway, sort of. That's worth exactly what you just paid for it, too. Talking to Paloma Capana, attorney at law, and talking about the January 6th faux surrection. Where would you like? How would you like to end this today, ma'am?
Let's think about what the Select Committee on January 6th is trying to achieve. I mean, what are the Democrats trying to achieve in terms of political theater? And an article on CNN today comments that the committee's eventual final report would have the capacity to create a definitive record for history and for future voters on the truth about the attack. I couldn't disagree with CNN more. The Select Committee is completely operating behind closed doors. There are convenient leaks that come from unnamed sources that we don't even know if the leak is accurate of what the witness may have said or the document may say. There's no indication that the January 6th committee intends to publish and make available all of the materials and transcripts that they are stockpiling over there. Now more than 150 supposed witnesses have come before them. It will never be the definitive account of anything. So we've already had multiple rounds of congressional hearings. I continue to argue that the hearings that were conducted end of February, beginning of March, really are the only hearings that have any probative value. They asked the right people to testify. They asked probative questions that got a good number of aspects of things out into the open, such as the FBI director testifying no firearms were recovered at the Capitol, no firearms charges would be brought, and that has held true. So much of the testimony from end February, beginning March, that is laid out in my book has held true for the entire year.
Didn't the FBI also say this was not an insurrection?
Yes.
So did Schiff stand up and say, I move this be stricken from the record? Because they keep saying it over and over again like it's a mantra.
No. In fact, when they have called the director again, they keep trying to pin him into saying certain things. And to Christopher Wray's credit, he essentially says, look, we've already charged however many hundred people at the point in time he's giving his testimony. We already have a whole list of crimes we can use to charge people. We don't need any more crimes on the books. Equally, we don't need a new crime of domestic terrorists. Even the director of the FBI is not calling for a crime to define what is a domestic terrorist. And in that sense, I would absolutely not mind having lunch with him, because of all the things that Congress could do wrong in the name of January 6th, it would be to pass something like House Resolution 350, which seeks to create the first national crime of domestic terrorism. We don't need it. That would be the subjective political manipulator that is currently lacking from the Democrats' toolbox. And I have believed since January 6th that's where they're trying to go with this whole thing, is to get that bill passed. Right now what we have is this wonderful line between what is protected free speech and not. And what is not is criminal in a very traditional sense. Is it assault? That crime is defined before we even set sail from jolly old England, Spain, and Italy to come to discover the Americas. Those are the old traditional crimes. That's what makes it, if you will, easy for me to say so many of these charges by the Department of Justice are prosecutorial overreach. Somebody walking along the grass in front of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th with no notice that it was closed by a lawful authority with jurisdiction to make that decision, giving it sufficient notice to the public? No, you should not be charging that person at all. They walked from the Ellipse to the Capitol. They walked into the middle of something they didn't even know was going on. No, this is not a crime. That is simply pure free speech. Hands off DOJ, back up, drop the charges against probably two-thirds of the people that they've charged.
That would be quite the buzzkill for them, wouldn't it, if that were to happen that way? But at the same time, though, I mean, are they ever going to see, I would think they want to draw this down and get it out of the way prior to the midterms.
You would think so, but I just read you some words from yet another relatively new indictment, December 2021, against Annie Howell. They're not even seeing straight what they're doing. They're not even thinking about, is this conduct truly criminal, or are we a train simply at a high speed with no brakes?
Well, and maybe you could help me out with this. One of the things, I look at these, you know, all these FBI guys, all these Capitol Police, all these other guys, I'm going to presume they take an oath. And I've been pushing this.
Yes.
And the oath is primarily, the oath is them declaring that between us and them, they're going to uphold this and this and this and this.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, They're also supposed to make a decision based upon their oath if their hires above them come down and say, well, we're going to, you know, we know what your oath says, but this is what you're going to go do. And for a lot of these guys, the oath means nothing now. Not a thing.
In the FBI, is it that the oath means nothing, or is it that the FBI itself attracts a particular mindset, which is a mindset it has had for more than 100 years. It's born out of paranoia, of socialists, of communists, and we're simply the current paranoia.
Right.
The domestic violent extremist has gone from being truly a neo-Nazi disciple of Hitler and his progeny to someone wearing a MAGA hat. That's a pretty big leap. But the FBI piece of it, I can understand better than I can understand the DOJ part of it, and the DOJ part of it is indicative that the culture within that office has lost its oath. Attorneys take an oath, too. It's not just military men and women. It's not just law enforcement. Attorneys take an oath as well. And we also have a code of professional responsibility that is a pretty fat book with lots of explanatory decisions and ethics opinions constantly coming out as attorneys both ask questions voluntarily to boards for opinion and also themselves are on the receiving end of, you did something wrong.
Well, Jacob Paloma, we're about to run out of time. This hour went by too fast. We're going to have to figure this out. We may have to do a bonus hour, Paloma. I'll be talking a bit to you about that later.
It sounds good, and I'm here for the listeners. It's a conversation we need to be having as a country, and I'm so proud, Bill, that you are a platform to have that conversation that Speaker Pelosi herself should be initiating.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for joining me today. Coming up next, from Ammoland.com, Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.